all different styles of messages. This in here is a targeted message, and it's a, I'll call it pastoral message. And I'm going to tell you right now that Pep will probably be the following Sunday, okay? And so I just had to change it. This all happened today for me. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. It happened yesterday, but it really it was ministered to me today as I began to think about this and go about it. So anyway, I asked the Pastor David and Brittany to keep the youth in here because I wanted the youth to hear what I had to say tonight, because this is a message for the body, not a message for just whoever. And so anyway, open your Bibles if you would tonight. We'll start off. If you're John, you don't have to look for a title. I already have one for you. But go to Leviticus chapter 17. It's in the blood. Now, if I was to ask that question, what do you possibly think I could be meaning by the fact it's in the blood? Most likely, what the answer you would give me would be that life is in the blood, and that's true, which we're about to read. But I want to point out something that's in the blood that it's going to take the blood of Jesus to correct. And so that's where this message will go tonight. In Leviticus chapter 17, starting at verse 11, he said, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel..." This really sounds loud up here to me, Tess. I don't know what it's like out there, but it really sounds loud. But anyway, that changed. Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you who hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out the blood and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life. So, what did he say here? That the blood, the life, our life is in the blood. All you got to know is, one of the ways that is used to butcher a hog is they bleed it out. They stick it. And it bleeds out the hog, and the hog just simply disappears to where he cannot, he can't stand up. If you are hunting deer or you kill a beef, a cow or beef or whatever, and you immediately bleed them out. You cut the main vein and you bleed it out. And so why? The life is in the blood. Once the blood's gone, so is life. Life is now gone. So I wanted to take show you a video. It's about, I think it's the part that we're going to show, I think is around 9 minutes. Then I will share the sermon.
Well, the Stu Peters Show broke the first report of the contents of these shots, specifically Pfizer, then AstraZeneca. And that Rumble video has now been seen well over a million times. I say that not as a pat on the back, and I'm not boasting. I'm actually thankful. I say that to illustrate that people really want to know what's being pushed into their bloodstream, what's being pushed throughout their bodies, how they're being misled. And we have actually kind of been forced to become our own medical investigators as we've come to the understanding that zombies in lab coats cannot be trusted, do not have our best interests in mind, do not consider our medical freedom to be of any concern or priority, and are willing to just arbitrarily jab anyone that walks or stumbles into their office or clinic. Well, today we're here to answer specific questions, and Dr. Ruby is here with another bombshell report. UK doctors now have indisputable proof showing exactly what these shots are doing to your blood. And she joins us now. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. So there are many reports, Dr. Ruby, documented in VAERS. In my inbox, my DMs are flooded with questions. People are having jab remorse. They're feeling tired, weak, mentally clouded, dizzy. What are these shots doing to people's blood?
Well, Sue, this truly is a bombshell. This is the first that I've seen examination of blood under a regular microscope. These pictures come to us from Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen. He's a 40-year physician with experience in the UK, and he's taken it upon himself to take his patients who have come to him with complaints and illnesses from the jab that he does not recommend, and he's taken a look at their blood under a microscope in what's called a blood smear. Let me just share with the audience what a blood smear is. Your blood is taken like it normally is for any kind of analysis, out of your arm, a vein, and into a tube, and then they take some of the blood, a bit of a sample, and they put it on a specially treated glass plate, and then they look at it under the microscope. What Dr. Van Welbergen has found, and he has shared these pictures, and I believe it's the first time we've seen them, is that I've provided a photo for us to look at to your producers. When you're looking at this particular picture, it is a side-by-side, under same magnification under the microscope. On the left, you see healthy, normal blood from a person who has not been injected with any of these materials, any of these quote-unquote vaccines. And you see these are red blood cells. They're nice and round. They have a dark center that's very normal. There is good spacing between them. You don't see any debris or material. You don't see them clumping or with strange shapes. What you're seeing side by side on the right-hand side of your screen is the blood of a blood smear from a person who took one of the Moderna shots. And if you'll notice, before we get to those large gold tubular structures, if you notice on the blood cells compared to the healthy ones on the left, you see they're all crumpled, they're not nice and round, their nuclei, the middle portion looks destroyed, and they're starting to clump or aggregate to each other in a sticky fashion. Now the gold, he calls them, Dr. Van Welbergen calls those gold structures, tubes, that they, when he magnified them even further on the regular microscope, they are actually in a tube form, and he can see the opening on either end of those. Remember, this looks strikingly like the graphene oxide that we saw under the regular microscope from the Spanish researchers La Quinta Columna, where you saw that sort of folded over protein that looked like looked like it was under like a piece of Kleenex under paint, and that's what this is. He's going to investigate it further. The second picture you see, which is a picture alone, shows a great amount of these blood cells that have totally aggregated. They're not normal. There's no space between them. And then you see this large cell that is filled with these white dots. We believe this may very well be like a macrophage, some kind of a defensive white cell. And inside are these white tiny dots. What Dr. Van Welbergen said was that when he put a fluorescent light over this particular cell structure and saw these white dots light up. And this is incredibly stunning, incredibly frightening. I've also provided your producers with several other photos, which I hope you can run through for the audience's view, of other, mind you, each of these slides that I provided are from different patients in Dr. Welbergen's practice. All of them have the common trait that they did receive an injection, and they were all, in this particular batch, Moderna. So we're very, very concerned, Stu. This is why we know these shots, especially Pfizer and Moderna, are the cause for all these blood clots, which are causing the strokes, the heart attacks, the myocarditis, the weakness. In when it gets into the neurons, it's causing, you know, neuromuscular degenerative conditions likened to Guillain-Barré and multiple sclerosis. So anyway, I wanted to bring this as soon as we could. These are analyses that you just can't get when you chemically analyze them. And I think it's important to know for people there is a reason why you are feeling sick.
Well, you know, we have been speculating that, I mean, there's obviously a reason why these people have blank inserts, blank leaflets. They don't want to tell you. They're vehemently denying any responsibility, any liability. Insurance won't cover you from, you know, people that get this, these Guillain-Barré or multiple sclerosis diagnoses, these people that are having these unexplainable tremors, this undeniable magnetism that's going on with people. People are not supposed to be magnetic. Then you brought to us this discovery about the graphene oxide. We were the first to talk about it, and I remember you telling me in a conversation that we had, just for full transparency here, that you feel like you're in a room alone. You're on an island. Now, look, everybody is starting to talk about this graphene oxide. I talked yesterday with Dr. Judy Mikovits. We have heard Dr. Meehan with Clay Clark on the Thrive Time show and several other doctors that I have since seen that are acknowledging, yes, they believe in the validity of the Spanish researchers, La Quinta Columna. They have seen the chain of custody, so they believe this to be absolutely accurate. Now you're showing indisputable proof of these images underneath a microscope exactly what this is doing to one's blood. This has to stop right now. I mean, what is it going to take? Now, I know that you can't opine on that because you're obviously, you know, responsible with your reporting. You're a medical expert and you're here in that capacity. But I'm asking the audience the question, what is it going to take? We have to, this video here now should also soar to well over a million as you are doing your job out there by sharing this around with people as we are being banned and deplatformed. I'm suspended from Twitter again for another week. Dr. Jane, I don't know if you knew that or not. And it was so weak this time, just completely ridiculous. All I did was post a story about people in North Carolina that are going door to door trying to jab people. They're looking very official with their masks on, clipboards, jackets, representing the government, and that is who they are, and that is what's going on. That is a matter of fact. They are trying to jab people with this substance that we have now proven to contain graphene oxide, which is a toxic poison for humans, not approved for humans, according to our own government health agencies, and now we're showing indisputable evidence, proof of what this is doing to one's blood. These are dangerous shots being falsely referred to as vaccines, and they're trying to push them into the kids of your the blood of your kids. It's absolutely insane.
Yes, Stu. I mean, it doesn't even take a hematologist or any kind of doctor to look at these side by sides and see that there's something very wrong with the blood on the right, with the tubes and the distorted pictures of the red blood cells. And we have many more of these.
I can see it. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Terrible.
Hell, I didn't
Looks
even
terrible.
Finish a 2-year degree in community college, for crying out loud. It just wasn't for me. But I'm perceptive enough to be able to say, this doesn't look right.
Absolutely not, Stu. The blood looks poisoned. It's got things in it that are dangerous. The red blood cells are desperately, you know, reacting to it, and they get distorted. You know, when you change the shape and you clump together, they can't work. And their main job is to carry oxygen to all of your cells. This is the connection to why people are tired, dizzy, not feeling well, mentally confused.
Yeah, because they've been poisoned. We proved that there was poison in the shots. Now we're...
You saw what I wanted you to see. Now, that is what you saw, and if you've taken the shot, I'm here tonight to bring some good news for you. Because the shot has been absolutely, it's completely mandated, and we now have not only someone talking to us, but actually showing us a picture of what actually happens. And when the red blood cells' primary role, one of their roles is to carry oxygen to the other parts of the body, and they are all destroyed, that hinders their ability to do what their job is called to do. And so I know this is a tickly subject because many people have had to take the shot or took the shot, whether they had to or not. But they took it. They felt, and that's how come I preached the sermon I preached about 3 weeks ago or whatever it was about to being convicted and convinced. But I'm going to go another step farther tonight and this coming Sunday with this message because it's in the blood. And we're going to, I'm going to help you, and God, when I'm going to bring a message that the Lord's going to help you with and help clean up what happened to you. Okay? So now, I was, you know, you've heard me make this comment, that I listen to govictory.com/flashpoint. And I have. But anyway, a number of months ago, between the main characters, the main people on there, of course, Gene Bailey leads it, Lance Wallnau, Hank Kuhneman, and Mario Murillo, and then they bring in guest speakers. They brought in doctors. I've listened to a number of doctors on there, and stuff like that. That will bring they're bringing information. This is a bit of a sidetrack, but it's I just have to give thanks because I just heard the other day where Gene Bailey and it was Gene, maybe somebody else too, but I know Gene Bailey because when all this happened, when all this went down, Kenneth Copeland called Gene Bailey and said, well, actually the producer of the show, but it came from Kenneth Copeland. I want you to start bringing information to the people about what's happening to America. And so they said, and Gene said, well, yeah, sure. He said, when and when? He said, tomorrow night we're starting. So anyway, that's how, you see, that's how urgent it is in some people's minds. And yet we got other people that don't even, whatever. It is, folks, deception and ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance, it can be deadly. What is ignorance? Ignorance is simply unenlightenment. And again, I told you the other day, I'll remind you again, why am I running with this race? Why am I running down this path? Because of you and because of what I see. I happen to be old enough now to have been in America that was a lot less. So it was Republican, not socialistic. I'm now watching the socialism come in and the communism come in that people are going, wow, I love this. Do you know that they just did a poll amongst the youth and 40% of the poll of the youth that were college age and below approved of socialism? Do you know why they approve of that? Because of the propaganda mills called high schools and called colleges. I'm telling you what, folks, watch your kids. Watch your kids. They're being lied to. I better stick with this message. Otherwise, I'll be here till Jesus comes. So again, I want to read to you about the mark of the beast. Because this is one thing that I heard Mario Murillo say. And he said, this is his, I can't give you the exact words, but the exact words is Larry heard it. Okay, and can remember it. Okay. What he said was, if you want the vaccinated, you're accepting the mark of the beast. Now, that is not an accurate statement. That is what he said. But I just want to let you know that that's not true. But let me show you what it's doing. Revelation 13. I'm going to start reading. I'll start in verse 11. He said, then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, now that's what I want you, the reason I read this part is for you to see this part. Where he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Folks, that's a miracle. That is a miracle what you're reading there. Okay? So he performs great signs. Now this is the one who was, this, and by the way, folks, when this happens, I don't know whether I'll be around or not, but this will be seen throughout the world. Now, when I first heard about this years and years ago, that didn't even make sense to me because, you know, we didn't even have TV. We had a snowfall. When we first got TV, if they wore black suits, you could figure out where they were at. But it was constant snow. And so here I hear through the, you know, of course back then it was, anyway, I hear that, you know, about the beast and all this stuff as a kid, and that he's going to get killed, and it's going to work, everybody in the world is going to see it. Well, not on my TV, they're not. So it was, my point is, it was so far beyond me that I couldn't even picture such a thing. But today, as you know, all you got to do is pull out your iPhone and watch anything you want to watch at any time of the day you want to watch it live, it replayed, or whatever. So anyway, he performs, talking about this deadly beast, this first beast, who was deadly wounded and yet was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Okay. Look what we're seeing right now. The mandate of this shot is a precursor or a test by the government to see how far and how obedient and how much work they have left to do to get the people to just hearken to their bidding. It's a test. We had the same thing happen, folks. I don't remember the number of years ago, but I don't know whether I was in Dickinson yet. So it's been about 15 years ago. Do you remember when every government park and every government thing was shut down overnight? We woke up one morning and found out you couldn't go in the park. You couldn't go, like the Veterans Memorial area, you couldn't go into that kind of stuff because they had it locked. The Arlington Cemetery, they did it that way, and it was locked down for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe longer. I don't remember the exact time. But do you know, all of a sudden it just opened up overnight. But during this process, you know, it caught me off guard. And back then I watched all the news too, and so I mean, all of a sudden, you know, they shut everything down, and you couldn't go in. And so I got to thinking about this. This is the first time in my life, and I wasn't, you know, now I'm 71, but back then it was like 15 years ago, so, you know, I was in my 50s, I guess. And so that's the first time in my born days had I ever seen the government be so efficient. I mean, in one day, they not only had the signs built, but had them up. So what does that tell you? They had already done it. It was a pre-planned event. They had planned the whole thing out. And so it was not just whatever the reason they said they did it. It was a lie. It was an absolute lie. But it was when I began to think and I began to realize I knew how inadequate our government is and how slothful the men that work for the government usually are. You know, I mean, you have 3 men to dig a hole. You got to have 2 men lean on the shovel while the other man digs. So, I mean, that's we call that government labor. And so, anyway, back then, I even made a comment in one of my sermons way back then This is a test. They're trying to find out how far they can take us. How far will we let them go? Do you know how that stopped? When some hillbillies, and I'll say Arkansas because that's about all I know. I think hillbilly, I think Arkansas. I might not have been from Arkansas, but these guys went to the Arlington Cemetery because they were vets. And they were not allowed in because they were locked. The gates were locked. But these hillbillies pulled out metal cutters. And they cut the chain that was on the Arlington Cemetery. And the next day, the ban was lifted. You know how come they did it? We finally had some Americans stand up. They had gotten information. They had gotten information for COVID that would eventually come, that they knew was going to come, that even it was mentioned that was going to come before the election even happened. And so, anyway, all this stuff happened because that was a test for them back there to see how far. So now they've done it again. They used the COVID, and now they're using the mandated shots. How far will the American people go? That's what they have to know. Because all they're doing is testing us, finding out how far will we bow our knees or not. And so when they find out where that limit is, it'll shut down, and it'll go on about the good old days until the next test. But they'll go right back to work, deceiving where people are being deceived, deceiving and being deceived. That is their mission. Remember, they come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's because they're of the devil. So anyway, this again to show you what this is right now, what we're seeing, what we're experiencing about the mandate of the shot. This is what it's for. And this is what they're saying. It's already been out on the news that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast. Now, when that mark of the beast actually comes, that is going to happen right down to the letter of the law, folks. They're already suggesting that right now if you don't have the vaccination card, proof of vaccination. And so if you can't produce that, then there'll be stores that you will not be allowed to go and shop in. There's already... these are only, I get this from headline news stuff, that there's already a mass of counterfeit cards being made. Why? Because people are going to want to buy them because they're not going to be shut down, see? And so they're going to lie. So as a Christian, you either have to suffer the consequences or you have to pick up the mantle of the devil. Now, let me go on. So that is, I just want to read the mark. This is a precursor to the mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast. Get that straight. It is not. But they're testing us, and they're programming us, and they start with our young people up. That's why the young people are in here tonight. They begin to program, they're programming the young people to accept this junk. And what's sad about that is us parents are sitting there idle, not having a clue what's going on to our kids and not checking up on anything. Now, that's not 100%, but that's a general populace. We as parents don't know. We're not involved. I happen to be one of those parents. But I better not go there. So now let me give you some good news. Turn to Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, I'm going to start in verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified freely, my reference Bible says this way, being justified without any cost by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. I don't know about you, but the word propitiation is a big word for me. And it's not a word that's in my category, in my library. And so I don't, I've looked it up before, but I'm reading this. I did not know the word propitiation was in this context when I saw it. I had went through a ton of blood scriptures because I was looking for something, and I found what I wanted out of this scripture. But it had the word propitiation. So I looked it up. The word propitiate means to cause, to be favorably disposed, to appease, to conciliate. Propitiate. Propitiation is a... I got to get a drink. My mouth is so dry. Propitiation is appeasement, atonement, and expiation. And expiation are compared as they relate to the placating of some ruling power. Propitiation is any action which causes or which makes such a power more lenient toward the offender, like the gift of candy to an injured or angry sweetheart. That's an act of appeasement, propitiation. An appeasement mollifies. Now again, that's a big word for me, but it simply means makes less angry. The word mollifies means that makes less angry by making concession to demands, and often suggest weakness, cowardice, or concession to demands, or bad judgment. Folks, when I saw that definition of bad judgment, I underlined it. Because there's been some mistakes made concerning the shot. And there are a lot of people that have now got what they call vaccination remorse. They've gotten some information following, but now they're doomed. And that picture shows doom. Those pictures show doom up there. They don't show life. And so for me, who hasn't got the shot, I could say, well, praise God, I'm on the left. But see, and I am on the left right now. But I'm tell you what, because I'm a pastor, I am for those who took the shot. That's why this message tonight, that's why I'm going to preach it again Sunday, because I'm battling for those who have taken the shot. Because guess what, folks? Forget about the fact of whether you've got the vaccine or not, whether you've taken it or not. What about the disease? What about COVID? If it's there, I mean, you see, the blood will take care of this. And so anyway, that's what drove me. That's what caused me when I saw these pictures and saw this. And I know I've got some close friends that have taken the shot. I don't care. You don't have to understand, folks. I'm not condemning anybody that did what they did, but I'm going to tell you what if those pictures are accurate? What if they're accurate? You need some help, and I think I got it for you. I think I've got it for. I got help for you. I got a message for you that will and an action for you that will absolutely has the potential of turning that around completely. So anyway, so I looked this up, and when I saw this, that propitiation is an appeasement or an atonement, especially to make. By making concession demands, which often, some people take the shot or do whatever they do because of weakness or cowardice or concession to demands. In other words, like for example, right, what the concession demands. You want to eat, you want a job, you take the shot. That doesn't show weakness or cowardice. That shows concession to demands, and so a judgment's made based on that. Let me help you one more time. For those of you that are going to, you're going to be faced with this again. This is not over. This, what we're facing right now, here's what you need to know. When it comes to the redemptive plan of God, I got to remember to get that up here. See, not only is he Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, he's also Jehovah Jireh. Don't forget. So that threat that you're going to lose your job and you're not going to have money, that's the world telling you that. You know what he says? I've made redemption for you. Your provision will be seen. I will show you your provision. So we need to put as much confidence in Jehovah Jireh as we do in Jehovah Rapha. You have to know that you will, just because your business or your job shuts down and you can't have no job there no more, God hasn't shut down, folks. We have got to know that one of his redemptive names is your provision shall be seen. You might see, we call Jehovah Jireh my provider. That is a very loose, I think it's an actually a poor definition. Because when you read it, when Abraham got Isaac on the altar and he's going to kill his son by mandate of God, and so he's got the knife up to sacrifice his son, and that's when the Lord stops him, and he looks to the right, and there is a ram caught in the bushes, but his horns are caught in the bushes, and that is where the name Jehovah Jireh came, because he wasn't up there. Now Abraham knew that if he killed his son, that he knew his son was going to live. He did know that, but he had no idea how. But when he was stopped and he looked to the right, the name Jehovah Jireh came to reality. God's provision shall be seen, because God's provision, the ram, was the provision for the son. See, God had to find out, would man go as far as to where God could use that to where he would put his own son on the altar? And he did this. He tested man out. Even through Job, he tested man out to find out what man would do. So he himself could do something legally without the devil foiling what God's plan of redemption was. Now, that's way off my sermon tonight, but just know that's why he did what he did. So anyway, that to me is great news. So what if I made bad judgments? And I don't care why I made the bad judgment. Whether it was through weakness, whether it was through cowardice, or whether it was just concession to demands. They equal bad. That's I made a wrong choice. But see, once I've taken the shot from the natural, I have no options. I am now, they did this for, this is stories I've heard, that they gave them, what is those fake shots, like water shots. It wasn't a vaccine. It wasn't a real vaccine. Remember, this is all trial and error the government was doing. So they don't know exactly. So what is that? Well, I don't remember what they call that. What did you call it? Saline, you mean? Well, that, but they call it a shot. It's like a dummy shot. It's a shot for dummies, okay? I don't know what it is. Placebo. That's what I'm after. That's the word. They give placebo medication. But they did give some placebo shots, vaccinations. Now, the person who got the shot doesn't know that. He doesn't know that a placebo was given to him or her. So, but they did do that. That was on that made headline news. Okay. So what is the great news here? If you've taken the shot because of bad judgment or just out of fear or concessions or whatever, but you now have vaccination remorse. Now, if you do not have vaccination remorse, praise the Lord. I don't care. That means you were convicted and you knew you were right to do what you did. Don't you back up on that, that was a previous sermon. But God, if you happen to have vaccination remorse, God has made a way of escape for you. And that way of escape is found in the process of partaking of communion. And so let me read to you Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The red blood of Jesus cleanses white as snow. So, we were shown pictures of what the Moderna vaccine, and if I would listen to the rest of it, I believe on that particular case, it was 70 people that were all the same, all had the same vaccination, and all there were 70 smears. What cultures? What are they called? It taken. And they were all the same with the Moderna shot. So I tonight, as I close the service tonight, I want us to partake, because I want to take another substance, which is blood, representative blood. Ushers, David, would you pass this out? What you're going to see is you'll just hang tough when you get this. It's a different style that we're receiving tonight. But what I want to do, and I want you to put your confidence in, is that you are now partaking of the blood of Jesus. And that the blood of Jesus will now turn around the effect of something, of a decision that was made that... If you have taken the shot, when you partake of this, you stand and trust God to reverse any effects that, like what he says in Matthew or Mark 16:18, you shall, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. So this, I am putting my confidence in this to reverse the curse. But I'm going to give you a warning. I'll give it tonight. I'm going to give it Sunday morning. Do not tempt the Lord thy God again. I got a scripture. I didn't read it tonight. But there's a scripture where it deals with the mark. Deals with the mark of the beast. It's in another passage in Revelation. But he makes a statement that... His grace, his propitiation. Maybe it's right here. Let me take a look. Because Romans 3. So anyway, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were... that's what I wanted to see. God passed over the sins that were previously committed. Now, that's not even on the same page as I'm going with this. But see, if you've taken the shot, that is the potential of a previous committed sin for whatever reason. It was just brought up tonight. Smallpox, all the shots that they give little kids. And, you know, most of us sitting here, probably every one of us had them. But folks, we're talking apples and oranges. See, back then, that was to help you put something in you to fight this. This is not designed. This, you go listen to all the professionals. None of the professionals will say that this will counter COVID. There are more people dying from the COVID from COVID after taking the shot than people are dying that haven't taken the shot. The percentage is higher. And they got the shot. It's only proof. There's proof that the shot is not for what they say you're supposed to take the shot for. It's against you. It's not for you. So anyway, oh yeah, you're going back there. I'm going to grab one too. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Now, as you see, I got John back there. Did you give? Okay. You see, this is a whole conglomeration. And being this is my first go around, I'm going to have to learn the same time you are, because you got to take the top off to get to the wafer, which is under the. But how do you do that? There we go. I think maybe I'm gaining ground. I don't know. If you get it spilled all over yourself, we probably won't use this again. But we want to get to the wafer. I got to the juice. I need to get to the wafer. Here we go. Nope. Somehow or another, I tell you, this is a really. I know, but how do you get to the cellophane moved? Gavin, Donnelly, do you have to run my computers? But you have to run my communion cup. I've already. Oh, you're so good. I tell you what, no wonder I had you as a grandson. Okay, folks. If you got to your wafer, praise the Lord. You're a miracle worker. Or you're well trained by your grandson. Lord, this wafer represents your body. And this, your body was broken for us. Your body provides healing, sustenance. And so, Lord, as I partake of this wafer representing your body that was broken for me, I thank you for that provision being realized in my body. Break the wafer. Partake of it. Hallelujah. Then after the same manner, he took the cup. Now this is the part that I want you to put your faith in. This represents the blood of Jesus. This, and we had an option. You know, we got options to whether you can use white or red grape juice. I requested, I almost always use red. And the reason I do is because it represents blood. But this red, crimson blood can turn your sins white as snow. And I tell you what, when I saw that, and I saw what our red blood cells, some of the damage this has been doing to my red blood cell, and what, you know, to people who've taken the shot, I'm believing God for this red blood to turn that around, to reverse that and make it as white as snow and function in the way God designed it, even though man has tried to intervene on that. But I'm telling you what, we have I know from the scriptures we have a legal right to trust God for this. And I'm telling you, if you've taken the shot or if you've thought about taking the shot, please get more information. Make sure you're totally convicted of it, that you have to go that way. So if not, if you've taken it, let's take the blood and apply it. Because we're going to counter what has been done to our blood with the blood of Jesus, the pure blood. You may partake of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I'm done tonight, but I'll be back. If you come back again Sunday morning, you get to take communion again. And we're going to do the same thing. Because I'm telling you, as a pastor, I'm fighting for you no matter where you're at and no matter what you've done. And I'm not, I just will not shut my mouth until I'm done with it, until I know I'm done with it. But I don't want any, we've already lost one of our members to COVID. I just did his funeral over a week ago. And I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to do any more funerals. I mean, unless it's a natural funeral. But I don't want another COVID funeral. And I don't want you and anybody that's in part of my body and part of our churches. I don't want anybody to have to experience what man apparently is trying to do to us. I don't want it to happen. And I believe you have a way out through the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. I love you guys. See you next time.